Once again beating Grant to his next objective on the overland route to Richmond, Lee arrived at the North Anna River on May 22, 1864. Here he drew up his forces in an inverted V, whose apex rested on the southern bank of the river, creating a strong defensive position from which he could take full advantage of interior lines. For Grant, meanwhile, any attempt to shift forces from one flank to the other would involve two river crossings. Indeed, so formidable was the disposition of the Confederate Army that after 2 days of sporadic skirmishing, Grant moved on, swinging southeast in yet another effort to outflank Lee. The next confrontation occurred some 5 miles outside the Richmond defenses at Cold Harbor. Positioning his newly reinforced army between Totopotomy Creek and the Chickahominy River, Lee once again established a formidable defensive line, leaving Grant little choice but to attempt frontal assaults against a heavily entrenched enemy. By this point in the conflict, the realities of trench warfare had proven the futility of such tactics, yet Grant was nothing if not determined. On June 3rd, perhaps recalling the successful attack on the Mule Shoe at Spotsylvania, he ordered repeated assaults against the rebel line. Doomed by a lack of coordination, the attacking lines went forward onto a field of slaughter, and within an hour, some 7,000 Union soldiers had fallen. For the next 2 sweltering June days, the wounded were suffered to remain on the field while the details of a truce were arranged. Few would survive.